You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 37.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify, or you can even sign up now online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Dave Acheson, who is the co-founder and CEO of New Engine. Now, they're a Shopify Plus agency partner. And we're going to talk about the kind of the traffic challenges that a lot of Shopify store owners have. And we're going to dig into some of the realities of doing business now in 2019, along with some kind of smart strategies, how you can diversify, how you can build awareness and consideration for your brand. So let's jump into the show. So hi, Dave. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I'm glad we're able to sync our calendars. I'm really excited. I know you've been an agency partner for a while now with Shopify, Shopify Plus, that is. And I know what you do, but I thought it'd be great to have you on the show to kind of share to both internally in Shopify, but even externally in the wild about what exactly New Engine does. And so let's talk about that, like just on a high level first, I guess. What sort of problem do you solve for Shopify store owners?
Every company in the world needs more new customers. And that is what New Engine focuses on, how to acquire more new customers at ever-increasing breadth, complexity, and scale with a level of precision and efficiency that is really hard to come by. Those of us that have managed marketing campaigns and know a lot about it know that as you scale and generate breadth, it just becomes very, very difficult to get the level of precision that you can when you're able to look at everything every hour or every day and so forth. And so New Engine creates technology and marketing technology to really help manage that breadth with an unsurpassed level of precision.
One thing I do love is your website. I think it's very, very informative. For those that are listening right now, if you go to New Engine, so N-E-W-E-N-G-E-N, New Engine, I highly recommend that you sign up to their newsletter and really take a look at some of their blog posts and things they have in there. They really are passionately trying to help people navigate themselves through this really complex. It really does get complex now. And, you know, entrepreneurship is hard in e-commerce. And, you really are methodically really helping people understand that there are best practices and some strategies for diversification and really helping, lower the cost per acquisition as best you can. It's 2019 now, so it's growing competitively, but there are some very interesting kind of data and strategy-driven ways of growing a brand and scaling a brand. So tell me a bit about you and I guess your journey leading up to launching New Engine.
Yeah, and a journey is a great word to call it.
All right.
we're all still learning, to speak. But so I've been in e-commerce for the past 15 years and have a operations research background. So almost applied mathematics for those math majors out there. I apologize for saying that. But when I fell into e-commerce and digital marketing, it just spoke to me because essentially you're using data for one continuous optimization problem. But that optimization problem has so many unknowns and variables that you can always be better, but it's never quite solved. And then add on to that consumer behavior shifts, marketing changes, and it's just a very difficult problem. And so I love, for whatever reason, solving that type of those problems and so forth. I was the founding member of Zulily. So I was the fourth employee there, first marketer. ran their marketing team for 6 years, analytics team, product team, and you know, even had a stint launching the London office as well. And it was a great ride. We ended up over those 6 years getting to $1.5 billion in revenue and a few thousand employees. And the model was predicated on launching, you know, thousands of new products every day. And so it was great. We went public, got bought by a company, and you know, it was a good time for me to take some time off and reflect. And in that reflection, really started kind of going back to the roots of marketing. And marketing is my passion. I never get tired of talking about it. So if anybody on the show wants to email me or send me a note, I'm happy to talk shop to anybody. Part of that really found that the biggest gap in the market is with customer acquisition. You know, Shopify has amazing tools for e-commerce platforms, and there's lots of CRM and retargeting tools and so forth. But when it comes to customer acquisition, not only is it the most valuable thing for a company, because you can't grow without new customers, you can't build new features and invest without new customers, but it's also the most expensive regarding how much is spent acquiring people. And so really, New Engine was born from a technology perspective to give companies a platform and an engine, thus the name New Engine, right, to really help scale customers efficiently with kind of the ever assortment variables and data that exists out there.
Preaching to the choir about that, because these are the kind of conversations I have quite a bit about, you know, lifetime value and trying to understand what the lifetime value is, and knowing that how much is a brand willing to spend to acquire a new customer. And I think that a lot of marketers, even solopreneurs that are running websites and e-commerce stores, I really feel that they don't truly understand, you know, what their lifetime value is and what are they comfortable in spending to acquire a new customer, knowing what the lifetime value is and what the profitability per site visitor is. And there's quite a few KPIs that I think a lot of people are quite challenged, and they're stabbing in the dark at a lot of things. And so it sounds like, you know, you've taken the desire to listen. There's challenges right now of getting new customers, the organic reach in social, open rates in email. It's difficult. And so it sounds like you've got a good strategy and from what I understand, some software in-house kind of purpose-built solution that's really helping New Engine really help Shopify brands. And so I'd like to dig into that, because I think that's a really interesting topic about what makes New Engine kind of unique to the market. Because I it's very easy to look around on the web to find agency partners that claim to understand and can help e-commerce brands grow. The challenge is taking a percentage of ad spend. So if you're spending $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month, there's usually a certain percentage that goes to their management, or it's billable hours to do a certain amount of work. And I'd just be curious to hear from you how you position kind of New Engine uniquely kind of in the marketplace.
I would say that, you know, there's a lot to what you just said, but the main purpose of New Engine is to bring leverage and enable marketers, right? And so that leverage allows you to scale more quickly without spending money on kind of the management and so forth. So you just kind of get more scalability, so to speak. And that's where their technology can really help out. But in general, the uniqueness of New Engine is we focus on the entire problem. And what I mean by the entire problem is that the company's problem that you have on your platform is to acquire more new customers. And there are some technologies out there and some partners out there that will help you with one facet of one problem. But that's not really solving the entire problem for the company. And without really focusing on the entire chain and the entire problem, it's not all that helpful. It just requires a lot of integrations or a lot of different disparate data that you're trying to piece together. And a lot of these, you know, a lot of these companies, particularly the smaller ones, have no resources or ability to do so. And so really, New Engine kind of pieces everything together from a holistic viewpoint. And so whether you're advertising on Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube, Bing, Snap, Amazon, Yahoo, you know, we can go on and on. It's about how they all complement one another and work together to find new customers. And so the interactions between those channels is very important. And the difficulty you have now is if you go to the native UI tools for Google and Facebook, well, of course, they're going to promote their own data or their own metrics above everyone else. And that's not necessarily the truth for the company. And I know Shopify does a great job helping companies stitch those metrics together. And so I'd say New Engine deploys or uses that data to make more efficient and better decisions on marketing. I would say the next piece, which is more important than ever, you know, California lawmakers just passed a law with data privacy that they're going to try to, you know, implement and pass next year and so forth. I would also say that our platform drives digital marketing without any third-party data or without using proprietary customer identifiable information. And so we take the approach that you should be able to make decisions in marketing and find the right answer for your company without any information from the customer themselves. And that's kind of a little different and contrary to how a lot of approaches or philosophies are done now. Mm-hmm. But it's an important part to how we build our technology and how we think about success for the company.
Yeah, I know Zuckerberg definitely has been in the news quite a bit. And there's, you know, there's lots of issues going on in data privacy right now. And so it's quite refreshing actually to hear that that's the way you've positioned New Engine, by not using third-party data and being able to having the single source of truth being Shopify, and how it interacts with other channels and the success of that. So I think that's really interesting. So let's talk about the software part, because there's obviously a human element behind New Engine. Like most companies, there's people making decisions and helping with creative and the execution of a lot of strategy. But there's also some software running the back office, so to speak, of marketing strategy. You know, we talked kind of before we started recording today, I was mentioning, you know, for example, if someone was interested in growing their SEO, they might go to the App Store and download an SEO app to help them learn if they have any 404 errors and cleaning up their metadata and doing some kind of basic kind of link building. They may from there mature up to buying, you know, an actual solution, be it Moz or Ahrefs or, you know, SEM Rush, these sort of tools. And that is helping that particular marketer solve that one particular problem for SEO and building their organic reach over time, which has a great ROI, but it takes a long time to get to there. So I'm interested to hear about the pivot that you're making now from, we have this agency and we're really helping lots of Shopify brands with the new customer acquisition, net new customers to a brand site with the use of software. And so I understand that you're releasing something now. Love to hear more about that.
It's really based on what your customers are telling us, right? So marketers love control, right? And love to kind of be in the driver's seat, so to speak. And so there's no reason that New Engine or any technology should be or have to be run by any individual driver, so to speak, right? Or trained in a particular way. And so what we're doing is just literally putting our software out there for everyone to use. And it's a very powerful technology that delivers results beyond what one person or even a team could do. And so essentially it's a platform in marketing technology that if you had the resources of an Amazon or an Expedia or a Netflix, yeah, sure. Maybe you have your 300-person engineering team develop technology for you to really get the most yield and get the most breadth. But not everyone is going to be able to do that. And so really what we're doing is, and we have those companies inspiration to say there's a really great way to acquire customers across these platforms and very efficiently. And so we're really elevating the marketing and the marketing team to move faster, test lots of iterations, increase their breadth with a degree of precision that will make them look like geniuses to their, you know, CFOs and CEOs. And so really that's kind of the high level. You know, obviously the devil's in the details. And so as you're listening to the show or afterwards, absolutely, you know, visit the website and we have demos and trials and special promotion for people listening to the show. And we'd love to go into the details. It's hard to articulate, obviously, on a show about the technology, but it's really focused on usability, right? Control, and then results and performance.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm going to make sure that we book an appointment to after this recording for a demo that I actually can put in the show notes. And so people can actually see the software in action. There'll also be links to New Engine website too, to the solution. And I also have a landing page at ecommercefastlane.com/new engine that you'll be able to see some special kind of listener only promotion that we're going to release to those that are interested in a DIY approach to marketing. Instead of having an agency do it, you're going to use the same solution that New Engine is using for their customers. So I think it's awesome. So tell me a bit more about businesses and kind of diversification, because you talked a little bit about like the big players out there. You know, there's Facebook and Google. Let's talk about diversifying the channels. We talk about this omni-channel way of a brand expanding themselves and their reach overall, being at the right place at the right time. Can you kind of share your philosophy around that, and just should businesses, you know, should they focus on just the big channels, or are there benefits in getting into other different channels overall?
I think that's a great question. And while I certainly would never say to ignore Facebook and Google, they are important, but they're also getting less cost effective, right? As competition increases, as fragmentation increases. And so you're seeing retailers open stores now. And it's not because they necessarily wanted to or want to, although, you know, that strategy is now proving to be pretty beneficial, particularly in some markets for some brands. But they really did it because they couldn't grow online as well as the promise had always been. And that's just a function of cost, right? And kind of value of the customers. And so really how I like to think about it is what we're really seeing is marketing in general is moving more towards a cable TV model where you have multiple channels and multiple kind of vectors adding on to the existing companies. And so you have the giants now, but you're also seeing a great headway from Snap. Amazon is obviously, you know, there's been a lot in the media about them. You have Snap, you have Pinterest, Bing's making a kind of a resurgence, you have Twitch coming online and so forth. And so really companies to be competitive and to learn as fast as possible need to approach marketing from a broader viewpoint across all these channels and figure out how they're going to kind of get the best bang for their buck. And so that's really what New Engine helps with. That's our philosophy. And that's kind of how I would view it.
I would agree with you on that, because I think that's a strategy that I definitely try to share with clients or merchants that I have an opportunity to speak with, is that cost per acquisitions are high. I agree with you about the fragmentation and just kind of the overall cost per acquisition. I find it even during the BFCM time, we would mention, you know, 2 or 3 weeks leading up to BFCM is when you should be launching your ads, because the costs are much cheaper at that point. Even though your return on ad spend is lower, you have an opportunity to be able to remarket those people during the busy 4-day period and then moving into the rest of Q4 holiday season. And I found that to be quite successful for quite a few merchants being able to do that leading up to it. It still begs the question about the costs are high, and then I guess a wider scope of, yes, there's Pinterest and there's mm-hmm. there's other places to go to acquire customers and to build brand awareness and consideration for what it is that you sell.
Yeah. And it's just less clear and a little harder because those channels are newer and more unknown. And that's kind of what New Engine is trying to help companies with as well.
So let's talk about Facebook. I mean, it's definitely the elephant in the room. It's where, you know, everybody tends to put all their money typically at the beginning. They're going to obviously change their mindset after listening to this episode that they need to diversify where their sources of revenue are coming from, you know, at least from a new kind of visitor or a new customer acquisition standpoint. So engagement obviously is down, organic reach. A lot of things are down, down, down with Facebook. And maybe you can talk about, I got my theories, but I'd love to hear your theories. If you can expand more about why it is that Facebook engagement is down and how do we combat that?
Yeah, it's definitely very relevant and a very common question. You know, a recent report from Buffer shows that organic engagement is down, but the posts are higher. So what does that tell you? It tells you that Facebook is prioritizing paid content over organic content, right? So it's kind of like they've hooked everyone on their social network with being connected, but yet I can't connect with anybody except advertisers, right? And so yeah. It's about embracing that, right? And Facebook's algorithm is really getting better and better at placing the right ad content, right? They probably spend, and again, this is completely unfounded, so apologies, but you know, they probably spend $500 million a year in engineering and research to figure out various algorithms for how to put the right ad in front of the right people. And so they're the best at it in the world. They have something like 200,000 variables in every individual, right? Across all these sites. It's pretty incredible. And so really, you need, companies need to focus on high quality experiences relative to the other advertisers, right? So it's really more of a relative battle that you're trying to do. And so you're just trying to get more and more attention through having better content. That's where video ads have really come into play. Now they're releasing stories in a, you know, a major way all over the place. And so really, it's just, I can't emphasize the creative portion enough. And so that's really what a lot of companies struggle with, at least creating enough creative to make sure that they're taking advantage of this system where you're going to stop, right? You gotta, you need a thumb stopping type creative to get them. Obviously, live video helps and so forth.
Yeah, I definitely see video as, you know, it's been, you know, like mobile was the biggest conversation, you know, for the last few years about being mobile friendly. And then I think some latest stats came out from Shopify about over 60% of conversion happened on mobile in North America. So it just keeps showing. So that part of it is growing. And I also feel that the conversations around video, both on product pages, are really helping with engagement and conversion rate. I'm also finding that having video in social media is highly effective. And obviously with Instagram, you know, kind of owning the visual market. And now, like you said, there's quite a few, you know, Instagram TV is out now. There's lots of things going on that are really helping brands, and shoppable Instagram through video now. Like it's just, it's really, really, really amazing. So for those that are listening, if you want to be on the leading edge of kind of what's going on in marketing and getting your target audience's attention, then it's definitely looking into video and trying to figure out how you can adapt what it is that you sell by telling a proper story that can resonate with your target audience through video. Very, very, very powerful.
I couldn't agree more with that. And so I think a big portion or kind of what we tend to teach people or tell people is video doesn't have to be a high production, $30,000, $50,000 endeavor, that through just kind of GIF animations and stop motion through a couple $100 investment or call it just a couple hours of investment, you can create a video that is good enough to get people's attention on Facebook. And so people shouldn't think of it as like it has to be this big video kind of full production aspect, but really the simple video GIFs and things that you create work very, very well on those platforms.
I find a lot of what we call, I guess, micro influencers or kind of nano influencers, like nano be more than like less than 1,000 kind of followers. I find the engagement to be quite high because it's very authentic and it's very iPhone video testimonials and people really passionately behind brands, I think really making a difference and a big surgence right now. So it's all behind video. So please, if you're listening today, please double down on whatever you can learn and execute. But it doesn't have to be big production. It's just getting the video out there the same as you would years ago by doing a blog post suggesting getting video out there and telling your brand story. My next topic is about machine learning because it's a topic that comes up a lot on the show. I do a lot of Shopify apps that are helping people with upsells and cross sells and a lot of searching and merchandising and things like that. So the word machine learning and artificial intelligence comes up a lot. It should also come up with digital marketers. So, and I'm sure you've heard a lot in e-commerce and the merchants that you're talking to. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to share with everyone today about what is important as far as artificial intelligence or machine learning relates to new engine kind of opportunity?
Yeah, machine learning is clearly a great technique and the future of marketing, given the amount of data that we're giving back and giving the amount of fragmentation in placements that exist. I think what New Engine tries to stress is machine learning without human learning doesn't yield very good
yeah,
results.
Fair enough.
And so it's really the combination. It's the combination of those, which is why it's so much about enabling and elevating marketers in combination with machine learning, right? But in general, AI and machine learning will make marketers' lives easier. because it'll take away a lot of those mundane tasks, right? And so you think of dishwashers or washing machines, right? They're very helpful. But as is with most of our lives, companies pay employees on a salary or per hourly basis. So those tasks just get replaced with other things that need to be done. Call it higher value tasks. And those higher value tasks tend to be harder to solve, right? And so you could think of an example as, you know, how hard is it to, you know, comb your hair versus how hard it is to style your hair for a wedding,
so to speak,
right? And so machine learning is more, at least where we are now, taking care of, well, you don't have to comb your hair anymore. You don't have to brush your teeth. But that's being replaced with, well, now I need to style my hair for a wedding. Now I need to think of really creative campaigns to hook and engage my users, because the bids are being taken care of. The programmatic placements, that's being done. I don't need to think about that anymore. What I need to think about is, how am I going to edge out my competitors? How am I going to differentiate myself? How am I going to add more value to my customers? And those things take a lot more thought. They take a lot more planning. And so it's interesting, whenever I hear about machine learning and deep learning, it's really changing the scope of the work and the workforce itself. And so marketers need to, I believe, embrace this and get ready and start thinking about, hey, how do I make sure that I'm setting up my day and my skill set for this higher level work?
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's great to have, you know, the right tools available to be able, you know, like the low level data organized for you in a way that you can then, a human can actually comprehend it. And then you're right, make some creative differences in the strategy there that they're trying to execute, whatever the creative is that they're trying to do, like you said, to differentiate yourself to other people in the market, be it hopefully through video, but whatever the means are, it's nice that that's where the machine kind of AI is kind of fitting into all of this. So, what about performance marketing? Because that's another topic that also comes up quite a bit, where people want to pay for and or use a solution that will guarantee them a certain type of ROI or result by executing it and using it or hiring the company to do those kind of work for them. So are you hearing much about that in the market, or is it just my ears only?
No, I think it might be debated till the end of time.
All right.
but it's interesting. I've also heard people that are now calling themselves authentic or original performance marketers. So I think that speaks to your question in terms of, you know, how it evolves over time and so forth. But all marketing has to perform, or a company will run out of money, right? And so, if you take the high level approach of that, is you can't have a company unless your marketing is paying back at some level. And so performance marketing was really born out of digital marketing and getting data and making decisions on that in real time and making sure, and essentially piecing the chain together. And the examples of that are from the early days of e-commerce with a click, right? So I click a user, I'm tracking that user to a purchase. Here's my performance that I got on that particular ad placement. Now, with mobile and apps in kind of top of funnel type social networks and other channels that are coming on, that's becoming harder. There isn't necessarily a direct link between that ad and the purchase. And so that's where you need technology and tools to help you stitch that together so you can understand how your ad is performing. So it's kind of it's all the same thing. It just kind of is murkier, gets muddled a little bit because our lives are getting so much more complicated. But I would say that every marketer is trying to earn money for the company. And so they need some way to evaluate their performance. And if you're not evaluating your performance or believe in what you're doing, then you're just wasting money and probably wasting time.
It's interesting about the attribution part of it, because that's another big challenge in conversations I have quite a bit. First click and last click attribution, and how to attribute and put value in the overall sales funnel from acquisition, conversion, and retention. It's just like where, there's so many touch points. And as you said, as you get outside of, let's say, Google and Facebook, and then you start getting into other areas and then through retargeting and then on Pinterest. And next thing, it was a dark social because it was forwarded through email to somebody's through word of mouth. And, you know, somewhere along the road, there's got to be technology. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about overall, is that there needs to be technology to kind of help you. That's the machine and kind of AI part of it. If you want to get the ROI and the performance out of your marketing, then you really need to understand a kind of a full funnel approach to what it is that I need to do in all the touch points, because customers are everywhere. They're not going to come to the site one time and convert. They need time to think about it sometimes, and they're going to other different channels to get reviews and to learn more about the brand and kind of, you know, they're window shoppers right now, and just follow up sequences through email and social. It sounds like a very complex world we live in today. I think you would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's increasing as well. And so the problem is just getting harder.
I am excited to share some details on your software. I'll have it in the show notes for those that can't or don't want to afford, or you're more the DIY marketer type person where you want to get your hands on a software solution that can help you do this sort of marketing and top of funnel awareness consideration, the acquisition side of growing a brand, then I'm going to highly recommend you head on over to newengine.com and have a look. We are nearing the end of the show. But do you have any kind of closing comments or any kind of takeaways that you would like to leave with the listeners today?
Yeah, I mean, it's really based on what you said. Technology is really the only way to win, right? Everyone should want to win. And winning means being better than your competitor or expanding your customer base and growing revenues. And without technology, without tools, you're really just being average at best. And average is a sure way to waste lots of money when it comes to marketing. Marketing spend is, you know, in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars. So the difference between average and winning could be 20, 30, 50%. Well, imagine what that means for the waste or your bottom line, or the number of new customers that you could have acquired if you were using the best tools and doing the best principles. So, you know, NewEngine's proprietary technology provides all the data-driven insights that marketers need to really elevate them to make actionable results across all the different marketing channels, as well as through creative optimizations and so forth.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, you know, Dave, thank you very much for coming on the show today. How can people learn more about NewEngine?
Please visit our website. It's just newengine.com, newengine.com. We have lots of material. We have, you know, sign up for demo, newsletter, special promotion for the listeners of this show. And so that's a good way to get a pulse on what we're doing. And we'll be happy to dive in and help you with your challenge.
Thank you so much. I scrambled. If you were actually had a video on me now, you'd see how many pages of notes that I scrambled down. I'm so fortunate being a podcast host, because it's proof that you're never the smartest person in the room ever. And there's always something to learn every single solitary day that you are involved in entrepreneurship and running an e-commerce brand. Just, I'm so fortunate that I had the opportunity to chat with you today, you know, and learn what you've been doing for the last 15 or so years. And now with NewEngine and now with the software solution, it's going to be an exciting 2019 for Shopify and for brands that are on Shopify, and now being able to use your solution too to help them acquire new customers. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's been great.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Dave Acheson from NewEngine. You know, thanks, Dave, again, for being so generous with your time on the podcast today. You know, NewEngine really is uniquely positioning itself in the Shopify ecosystem to help brands drive new visitors to a site through a done-for-you agency model, or now with their in-house built marketing technology solution. You can learn more about them and their self-service marketing platform at newengine.com. That's newengine.com. And as a listener of today's show, NewEngine has been so kind to offer a free audit of your Google, your Facebook, or your Instagram ad campaigns. So you can sign up for a digital marketing audit and have a performance marketing expert kind of assess all of your paid media program. So pretty cool. This offer is available for the first 20 companies that sign up. There's a minimum advertising spend criteria that may apply just in order to reveal some meaningful data. So you can head on over to newengine.com and just click the Contact Us button and mention e-commerce Fastlane, and you'll be taken care of. Well, that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of this show. It's my hope this podcast is offering you a ton of value through marketing technology, growth strategies, and tactics, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.